two men from the Kuskokwim village of Kwikluk drowned in separate incidences within the past week. From member station KYUK, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Most recently, 34-year-old Yako Fisher was found deceased in the Inkayak River near the village of Eek. Earlier last week, Fisher and his wife had been berry picking and staying at a cabin about 25 miles up the river. On Thursday, Fisher left the cabin alone and headed downriver in a 16-foot Lund boat. The next morning, John Friendly, the village public safety officer in Eek, found that Fisher's wife was left alone.
I don't know how the call had come in, but the VPSO had information that she was up at the cabin and she was stranded because her husband hadn't returned yet.
Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters.
The VPSO went out there, picked her up, transported her back to Eek, and the search began.
Troopers and local search and rescue teams from Eek, Tututulak, Nepakiak, and Nebuskiak launched a search effort by plane and boat. They found Fisher's boat Friday night around 9 p.m., about 12 miles downriver from the cabin. However, poor conditions made recovery efforts difficult. Heavy rain and high winds continued Friday night and throughout Saturday. On Sunday, searchers dragging the river eventually recovered Fisher's body at about 3:30 p.m. He was in the water near where his boat was found. Earlier last week, in a separate case, 25-year-old George Maxey of Kwikluk was found deceased in the Nebuskiak Slough downriver from Kwikluk. Local searchers believe Maxey's boat ran out of gas and he was attempting to paddle in a fish tote when he fell in. Peter Atchak with Bethel Search and Rescue.
We're speculating that he might have tried getting into fish tote to try to make it to the other side of the slough.
Maxey's body was found July 24th after a day of searching. Troopers believe that alcohol was a contributing factor in both incidents. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.